Lesson 9, The Only True and Living Church, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 1 through 36, Verses 68 through 69, 75 through 79, Section 21, Section 27, Section 115, Verses 1 through 4. Our Heritage, pages 14 through 16. After the Book of Mormon was published and the priesthood was restored, the next major step in the restoration of the gospel was the formal organization of the church. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, contains instructions from the Lord to Joseph Smith about organizing the church. On what date was the church organized in this dispensation? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 1, and Section 21, verse 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 68 through 69. What do these verses reveal about the Lord's expectations of us as church members? How might your life be different if the church had not been restored, or if you were not a member of the church? What can you do to more fully enjoy the blessings of membership in the church? Scripture Chain, Prophecies of the Restoration of the Lord's Church, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 6, and verses 12 through 14, Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 2. End of Lesson 9, The Only True and Living Church, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.